please be seated. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, a lot been going on, hasn't there, this past week? Seems like every week it gets more and more and more. Tell you that's more and more and more that we got to be having our confidence in God. Amen. I mean, that's what it is, you know. This is the time that we, you know, must hold tight to our confidence. Okay. It was the Holy Spirit just puts things together for us. Amen. So yeah, we're going to be talking about confidence. Right in Proverbs, so you can open up our first scripture we're going to start with is my favorite. They're my foundational scriptures. When I got saved, these are what I grabbed hold of. Proverbs 3, 5, 6, and 7. And I'm going to read to you from the Amplified Classic, because when I first got saved, the only Bible I carried was the Amplified Classic. The only one. Since then, I've really expanded. But yeah, so it spoke to me and spoke to my heart. Verse 5. Lean on, trust in, and be confident in the Lord with all your heart and mind. And do not rely on your own insight or understanding, because it's limited. In all your ways, know, recognize, and acknowledge Him. It means give thanks, let Him know, acknowledge Him. And He will direct and make straight and plain your paths. Be not wise in your own eyes. Don't be so conceited and self-confident in self. Reverently fear and worship the Lord. Listen, and turn entirely away from evil. Reverently fear and worship the Lord and turn entirely away from evil. And this is where all of a sudden the gears got switched for me. Because brought to my awareness that we do that, we get verse 8. We get verse 8. It will be health to your body, your marrow, your nerves, your sinews, your muscles, all your inner parts, and refreshment. Physical well-being. Physical well-being to your bones. Now, just so you understand that marrow is a spongy substance found in the center of bones. It manufactures bone marrow, stem cells, and other substances, which in turn produce blood cells. Each type of blood cell made by the bone marrow has an important job. Red blood cells carry oxygen to tissues in the body. Platelets stop bleeding by helping blood clot. See, it controls. White blood cells fight infections. That's a promise. Nerves. Now, nerves. They're a group or of thin fibers, like threads. Y'all know what thread looks like. And they carry information and instruction by transmission through impulses of sensation to the brain or spinal cord. and impulses from these to the muscles and organs. That's why it's so important. If anybody has ever had a pinched nerve or a bone that's out of place infringing on a nerve, you know it. Health to your nerves. You getting this? Sinews. You're going to like this. Deb, I want you to listen. Sinews. It's a piece of tough, fibrous tissue uniting muscle to bone and bone to bone. I'm talking about, and it says, they are tendons, ligaments, and cartilage. He's speaking health to your sinews. Now you know what we're talking about, right? We're talking about them tendons. We're talking about them ligaments. We're talking about that cartilage. Now, muscles are a band or bundle of fibrous tissue in the body that has the ability to contract, producing movement in or maintaining the position of parts of the body. Health to your muscles means giving you the ability to move and to coordinate your body. Now, you look at, how about physical well-being? Physical well-being consists of the ability to perform physical activities and carry out social roles that are not hindered by physical limitations and experiences of bodily pain and biological health indicators. I know, I said a lot. Simply, it is the ability to maintain a healthy quality of life that allows us to get the most out of our daily activities without undue fatigue or physical stress. Those are promises. Those are promises. So when you read that scripture, he's covering the whole body here. Turn entirely away from evil. Okay, with that in mind, we've been praying this. 2 Corinthians 7:14. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their evil ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. Proverbs, right? Turn entirely away from evil. 2 Chronicles, turn from their evil ways. Now the evil here is profound immorality and wickedness. So there are great rewards when we choose to turn away from evil. Profound immorality and wickedness. What's it going to give us, though? Health to our bodies and healing to our nation. Hallelujah. Lean on, trust in, and be confident in the Lord with all of your heart. German theologian Martin Luther. I'm telling you what, you got to read about that man. Well, he once said this, and I'm going to quote him. Faith is living, daring confidence in God's grace, so sure and certain that a man could stake his life on it 1,000 times. 1,000 times, 1,000 times, 1,000. Sounds like it's a guaranteed thing, isn't it not? He had enlightenment in this back in 1400, 1500, yeah. And they fought him on it. I won't say that, you know, the religions at a time fought against him. The Catholic Church. It's history. It's history. They were fighting against it back then. Because it wasn't what the church set up. Because back then, they weren't the ecclesia. No, they were not. I won't go any further with that. So having confidence in God and His Word is the key to victory and success. Hebrews 10, verse 35. So do not throw away your confident trust in the Lord. Remember the great reward it brings you. Now, one definition of confidence in God is the ability or state of being certain. Another definition is faith or belief that one will act in a right, proper, or effective way. So based on those definitions, we can be certain that God will act effectively according to what He said in His Word. Pays the Word up. Word up. Our confidence in the Lord leads us to being victorious world overcomers. The secret to experiencing the miraculous, the miracles, is found in confidently, are you ready? Obeying what God tells you to do. It always comes back to obedience, doesn't it? The Bible contains many examples for us of people who faced obstacles, difficulties, and persecution. Each one, though, rose up in victory because they confidently trusted in God. Lean on, trust in, and put your confidence in God. Put your confidence in God. One of the great stories, though, of that kind of confidence is, and we all talk about this a lot, is of Moses and the Israelites at the Red Sea. With the Red Sea in front of them and the Egyptian army, a whole Egyptian army behind them, it looked like there was no escape for them. In all your ways, know, recognize, and acknowledge Him, and He will direct and make straight and plain your paths. Through anything that blocks your escape from your problem. But in Exodus chapter 14, verse 10 through 13, and when Pharaoh drew near, the children of Israel lifted their eyes. And behold, the Egyptians marched after them. So they were very afraid. And the children of Israel cried to the Lord. Then they said to Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, have you taken us away to die in the wilderness? Why have you so dealt with us to bring us out of Egypt? Is this not the word that we told you in Egypt, saying, let us alone that we may serve the Egyptians? For it would have been better for us to serve, to cower to do all of their mandates, and to just take the jab by the Egyptians so that we should die in the wilderness. That's not in Scripture. I added that. But the same principle is here. Are we going to bow to the mandates? You have a right. You have a right. That's all I'm going to say. And a mandate is not a law. In fact, mandates that have been pushed off have been held up by the courts and said, don't do it. And our government still is saying, go ahead, do it, you businesses. They're saying they can ignore a court order. I know who I'm not. I'm not bound. I ain't bound to Pharaoh. I'm not going to bow to the Pharaohs of this world. And if you don't think they're acting like it, they sure are. But if you don't think so, come back in the office. We'll talk later. Verse 13. And Moses said to the people, "Do not be afraid. Stand still and see the deliverance of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall see again no more forever." Now, I'm positive by the Holy Spirit. I'm telling you, I'm not against vaccines that have been proven and to work. I'm not against that. But I don't believe that somebody should mandate to you what you do and put in your body. Okay? So I want to make sure you're clear on that with me. And if you've taken the vaccine, I just pray. I've told you, you'll pray before they inject it into your body. You'll pray before you eat your food, do you not? Sanctify it to your body. It has not been proven yet. In fact, if you look at the proof of it, it's down at, through by the fourth month, it's almost null and void for you. Now what we got? We got boosters coming out. We got boosters. How many more boosters are we going to have? Praise Jesus. The people cried out in fear, and they complained to Moses. But he didn't tell the men, "Get your weapons ready, and let's form a battle plan." No. He simply said, "Stand still. Stand still. See the deliverance of the Lord." Verse 14, "The Lord will fight for you." Who's the battle belong to? "And you shall hold your peace." You know what that means? Be quiet. Shut your mouth. Quit you complaining. Praise God. Okay. And I don't even have that one written down anywhere. Okay. Praise God. But it's God's word. When you're preaching God's word, you can't go wrong. Verse 15. "And the Lord said to Moses, 'Why do you cry to me? Tell the children of Israel, go forward. Get up. Get up. Move forward.'" You don't have to go back to where you were. Advance. Advance. Advance to victory. "But lift up your rod and stretch out your hand over the sea. Divide it. And the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea." Now, I'm sure that it took a great deal of confidence to tell a million people, "Stand still and do nothing in the face of the danger." But you know what? The Israelites listened to Moses. They did, then. They listened to Moses. And what happened? The sea parted, and they crossed on straight and plain dry pathways. God delivered the Israelites and completely destroyed the Egyptian army. They took a ride on the raging rapids. For the children of Israel, the difference between victory and defeat was their confidence in what God said through Moses. For us, the secret to experiencing the miraculous is found in confidently obeying what God tells us to do. Now, King David, he's another example of someone who had steadfast confidence in God. David was constantly attacked by his enemies. The only help he could rely on was his confidence in Almighty God. Because he said in Psalm 27, verses 12 through 13, he said, and he's talking to God, "Do not let me fall into their hands, for they accuse me of things I've never done. With every breath they threaten me with violence. Yet I am confident I will see the Lord's goodness while I am here in the land of the living." Passion Translation, he said, "Don't let them defeat me, Lord. You can't let me fall into their clutches. They keep accusing me of things I've never done, breathing out violence against me. Yet I believe with all my heart that I will see again your goodness, Yahweh, in the land of eternal life." He believed with all his heart that he would again see God's goodness. But you hear that? Again. Again. See, he was confident that he would see God's goodness. David knew this in his heart, that God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. God is a good God. David's confidence in the Lord began at a young age when he was a teenager, when he killed a bear and a lion while tending his father's sheep. And then it manifested again when he kicked the butt and defeated Goliath. He definitely got ahead that day. Praise God. When Saul tried to kill David, that young man trusted in God's ability to protect him. His muscles were so coordinated, he was like a ninja. Throw in as many swords you want, they weren't going to hit that boy. He repeatedly defeated Israel's archenemies, the Philistines. And David believed God would be with him as he ruled over Israel. The end result for David and his confidence in God was shown in victory after victory, and a very great success he was. And no enemy ruled over him. Like David, we put our confidence in God. But we must. And as we do, he will protect us from the unlawful government that's trying to rule over us. I said trying to rule over us. We're not going to bow to Pharaoh. That's not who rules us. Our God rules over us. He rules on our hearts. Galatians 5, verse 10. I like this. I'm going to say this to you. He who troubles you, are you listening? He who troubles you shall bear God's judgment. Yes, he will pay the price, whoever he is. That is Scripture. That is New King James. I didn't think I had to go back all the way to the King James, but I want to make sure that wasn't from one of the other translations. That's where the original translation was. So no matter what title he may carry, head of the Department of Injustice or head of the Federal Bureau of Lies. Yeah, that's what it is. Because what they do, they bring intimidation upon the people. Those were made to protect us and to protect our rights. And they've been turned and used against us. Are using them against us. A weapon against the people they are supposed to be protecting. Yeah. So it doesn't matter who they are or what their title is. They're going to pay God's judgment. Hebrews 13:6. So we can say with great confidence. Not since this is scripture, I think let's say this together. I know. The Lord is for me. And I will never be afraid of what people may do to me. That is scripture. How about Psalm 118? Again, say this with me. Psalm 118, 6 and 7. I know, Lord, that you are for me, and I will never fear what man can do to me. For you stand beside me as my superhero who rescues me. I put the super in there. Because see, we all look to superheroes. Oh, Jesus is my superhero. All those other superheroes are made up. But the good always wins. Always triumphs. Good will triumph over evil. Because the truth always does prevail. So what I'm saying is God's word always prevails. Truth. Then we believers today, we need the same kind of confidence in God. I say that because we, the church, the ecclesia, need this confidence as we move out to attend school board meetings, town council meetings, your commissioner meetings, and running for public office. You can do all things through Christ. If he puts it on your heart, listen, run. You'll make it in. Confidently, we must be making our presence known and our voices heard. I encourage you, go to the meetings. Don't be afraid of what they say they're going to do because they can't do anything against you. What can man do to you? If God be for you, hallelujah. So we must not allow the enemy to keep pressing his authority. But he don't have any authority. That's right. He don't have any authority, does he? Jesus took the authority away from him. Did he not? He has no authority. None whatsoever. We must quit allowing our enemy, the devil, to rule over our lives. Amen. It's our confidence in the Lord. People in general, they exhibit confidence all the time. Yeah, really. Whether they realize it or not, when you sit down on a chair, you expect it to support you, do you not? Most people, they just take that chair out and they set it. They set right down. You have confidence, it's going to support you. Believers should exercise the same confidence, if not more, when it comes to the Word of God. See, the Word of God will uphold you. The Word of God will sustain you. The Word of God is the foundation on which upon you can stand. The Word, the Word, the Word. Kenneth Hagin always would say this, and he said it confidently. God said it. I believe it. That settles it. God said it. I believe it. That settles it. And it should. When you put your confidence in the Lord. Don't let it be compromised by what you hear on the news. I'm telling you what, the latest thing that they've done in bringing those accusations and things that they have said about Kyle Rittenhouse, all lies, and there are civil lawsuits that boy's lawyers, I didn't know, were going to take out, and they're going to bring down the high and the mighty. All the way from Biden to everyone. CNN, he's going to take care of what's going to be on CNN after this is over with. You can only slander somebody so long. The truth will come out, and it has come out. What they showed you through all, since this happened, that he was a white supremacist, and he was not. He was defending himself. His lawyers didn't even get to see all the original footage till just before it all came to place. So we need to be praying for that young man. We need to be praying for that young man. We need to be praying for this country to come to an awareness, not to go out there, because there are riots and things going on in all those certain cities again. But you got to know where you get your real reports from and your news from. That's all I got to say. You ain't going to get it from those news stations. No, I'm telling you. So do not throw away this confidence in the Lord. Remember, there are great rewards that it brings you. We see that confidence in the Lord has brought about healings in our physical body and in our nation. But also in Jeremiah 17, 7 and 8. Jeremiah 17, 7 and 8. Blessed are those who trust in the Lord and have made the Lord their hope and confidence. They are like trees planted along a riverbank whose roots go deep into the water. Such trees are not bothered by the heat or worried by long months of drought. Their leaves stay green, and they never stop producing fruit. Here we are taught, when we place our confident trust in God, and the trials and the adversities come, and oh, they will come, folks. But God. But God. But that God will bring fruit and blessing in and through the difficulties. To be rewarded and blessed, however, we must do what God says to do. Sounds like being obedient to His Word. Because that's when we know what to do. Pays the Word up. Some, though, they begin to lose confidence. Confidence in God's Word. Because something didn't happen the way they thought it should. Or it didn't happen according to their time schedule. See, we keep putting a time for things to happen. And it hasn't yet. Hasn't happened. In fact, the way we think that it should be happening is not happening. Many have said, though, it's time to go to plan B. Not for me. Plan A is with God. I'm staying with plan A. There is no plan B. There's no plan B for us, folks. I'm telling you, it is not over until God says it's over. God will have the final say. Proverbs 16, verse 1. Contemporary English version. We humans make plans, but the Lord has the final word. The Lord has the final word. That song that we sang, Believe for It. We know that hope is never lost, for there is still an empty grave. God, we believe no matter what. There's power in your name. So much power in your name. That you are the way when there seems to be no way. Let me tell you about my Jesus. We trust in you. God, you have the final say. Yes, you have the final say. God has the final say. He can. See, he can. And he will. See, he will. Move the unmovable, and he will break the unbreakable. We must do our part. We must simply believe. We must simply believe. God will have the final say. But let me just also tell you this. He didn't say it was going to be easy. We just got to have patience. And we must lean on, trust in, and put our confidence in the Lord. Because he is the one who is in control. Jehovah is the one in control. Okay? Amen, brother. Sure is. And when we ask anything that pleases the Lord, we can be confident that he will answer our prayer. 1 John 5, 14 and 15. We are confident that he hears us whenever we ask for anything that pleases him. And what pleases him is his word. And that is his will for us. And since we know he hears us, when we make our requests, we also know that he will give us what we ask for. The emphasis here is on God's will, not our own. When we communicate with God, we do not demand what we want. Rather, we discuss with him what he wants for us. If we align our prayers to his will, he will listen. We can be certain that if he listens, he will give us a definite answer. Start praying with confidence. Pray with confidence. We should never doubt God, or say, what if it doesn't work? What if it doesn't work? You know, so many say a prayer and then they walk away saying, man, I don't know whether that's going to work or not, but, you know, but if it doesn't, what am I going to do? Didn't you just pray and didn't you just give it to God? Well, why are you taking it back? He can't do anything with it if you keep taking it back. You got to give it to him. Cast all your cares upon him. For he cares for you. But it always works. Praying according to His Word always works. The Word says God hears us when we pray. And He has promised to answer. So therefore, we confidently believe in Him is able to do what He has said He would do according to His Word. In Psalm 91, verse 15, this is the Lord speaking here. I'm going to praise it so it fits in with y'all. You shall call upon me. I will answer you. I will be with you in trouble. He has promised He would never leave you nor forsake you. Have confidence in Him saying what He said. Because He will do what He said. He will deliver us from the tyranny of the government we are under. And to boot, He will honor us. He will honor us because we stood faithfully with Him. Our confidence was in Him to bring it to pass, to heal our land. All it took was for the ecclesia to awaken. He hears us. Matthew 7, 8 says, "For everyone who asks receives." There's not a question mark behind that. There's not, you know, it's just, it's a statement and there's a period there. Everyone who asks receives. And how do we ask? Through prayer. Everyone who seeks finds. And to everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. In the Passion Translation, it says, everyone who is persistent in asking. Everyone who is persistent in seeking finds. Everyone who persistently knocks, the door will be open. And how are we to pray? Persistently and consistently. That's how we are to be praying. In Jeremiah 29, verse 12. "Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you." I will listen to you. And when you get done praying, you know He's listened to you. Get up confidently and know He's heard everything that you've requested. He's heard you. Don't let the devil say he didn't hear a word you said. He hears everything you say. Okay? They can be good and bad. He hears everything you say. Remember that. He's listening. He's there for us, though. He wants to protect us from speaking so many negative things. He doesn't want us speaking evil. Love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts. That's what's coming. That's what should be coming out of us. We need to work on the love. We definitely need to work on the love. Having confidence means you believe you can see it, feel it, touch it, and taste it. When we put our confident trust in God based on His Word, an assurance will rise in our hearts. Our thinking will switch gears. You ever see a big truck take out first gear? And that's how it starts out. Well, it's going to switch gears for us from believing something might happen to knowing. You hear that? To knowing it will happen simply because God said it. God said it. I believe it. That settles it. Thanks be to God who always leads us in victory through Christ. Always. God said it. It's in His Word. 2 Corinthians 2:14. Psalm 37, verse 4 and 5. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the requests of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Have confidence in Him, and He will do it. He will do what? He will give you the request of your heart. Do not be afraid of sudden terror or of this ongoing pandemic. Proverbs 3:25, by the way. Nor of the stormy blast or the storm and the ruin of the wicked when it comes. When the government comes out in all their wickedness, they're going down, down, down. For the Lord shall be your confidence, firm and strong, and shall keep your foot from being caught in a trap or a sudden hidden danger. Confidence. Confidence is to be in God. And when we do, all things are possible. All things are possible. So I'm going to tell you this morning, hold tight your confidence in the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah.